بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Welcome to our program, The Gate of Knowledge. As you know, we talk about a sermon by Imam Ali, peace be upon him, regarding virtues of the pious. In this part, we talk about recitation during nights. As you know, the Quran is sent for remembering Allah, for remembering the hereafter and the destination of mankind. This book is called Quran, meaning a book which is recited. Recitation of the Quran is encouraged highly in the Quran itself. فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Read, recite whatever is possible from the Quran. But recitation during night is encouraged more than any other time. And Imam Ali, peace be upon him, when talking about the pious, counting their actions, counts this recitation at night as one of the special things with the pious ones. He says, if they come across a verse creating eagerness for paradise, they pursue it avidly, and their spirits turn towards it eagerly, and they feel as if it is in front of them. And when they come across a verse which contains fear of hell, they bend the ears of their hearts towards it and feel as though the sound of hell and its cries are reaching their ears. Remembering the hereafter is one of the goals for reciting the Quran. And the problem with the people who go astray is that they forget their destination. They forget that one day a time will come when they are held responsible for their actions in the hereafter. If you compare these two, the one who remembers the hereafter and the one who forgets the hereafter, you will find the one who remembers the hereafter to act according to the responsibilities that one has. Pay attention to this saying from the Prophet of Islam, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, who says, إِنَّ أَخْوَفَ مَا أَخَافَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِثْنَانِ. The thing that I am afraid the most for you are two things. اتباعُ الْهَوَى وَطُولُ الْأَمَلِ. One is following one's desires, and the other is the length of wishes. فَأَمَّا اتِّبَاعُ الْهَوَى فَيَسُدُّ عَنِ الْحَقِّ. Following one's desires may ban a person from truth, وأما طول الأمل فينسي الآخرة. Long wishes will cause a person to forget the hereafter. In this regard, recitation of the Quran and paying attention to the warnings and glad tidings of the Quran, warning about the punishment in the hereafter, and glad tidings, promises of Allah for the paradise and rewards, encourages the person to remember the hereafter and regard the hereafter while acting, while doing something. In another likening, Imam Ali alayhi salam likens today to horse training and tomorrow as horse racing. It's a good metaphor. And in this story, we find out the one who is training a horse and getting ready for horse racing always remembers the end and the winning in the race. And then Imam says, وَالسُّبْقَةُ الْجَنَّةِ or وَالسَّبَقَةُ الْجَنَّةِ, the reward of the racing is the paradise. وَالْغَايَةُ النَّارِ, and the end of the racing, if a person loses, is the fire. So paying attention to the destination, to the end, to the result of the racing is something that gets the person ready for racing. Today is horse training and tomorrow is horse racing, and the reward is the paradise and the end is fire. Therefore, it is very important to remember and to be aware and alert about the destination, and one should keep it always with him. And the problem with the people who go astray is that Quran says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ, these people are the heedless ones. Therefore, using the Quran and recitation of the Quran during nights is a good means to remember the hereafter and to make it alive in one's mind. On a time that most of people are sleeping and it is absolute silence and it is dark, the person has the opportunity to concentrate the most on the promises and warnings of Allah. And this is one of the acts of the pious ones who stand up during night and they worship Allah through recitation of the verses of the book of Allah. One more time, I read it to you. Imam says, if they come across a verse creating eagerness, they pursue it avidly, and their spirits turn towards it eagerly, and they feel as if it is in front of them. It is illustrated for them. They feel that it is in front of them, as if they see it, and it becomes effective in their souls. And when they come across a verse which contains fear, they bend the ears of their hearts towards it and feel as though the sound of hell and its cries are reaching their ears. I hope all of us remember our destiny, our destination, the thing that we are created for, and the promises of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, Ya Rabbana, salli ala,
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل